Sukkos. The mitzvah of Sukkah is described in the pasuk, "His Hashem's right hand embraces me," just as a person embraces his friend out of great love, not letting him separate from the embrace. Similarly, on Sukkos, the schach and the four walls signify the embracing of Hashem, surrounding the person from every side with kedusha and closeness to Hashem. The Friedeker Rebbe said that a glimmer of the Sukkah that will be in the days of Mashiach shines in every Sukkah. Once, as the builders were erecting the Sukkah outside the home of the esteemed Chassid, or Hillel Parcher, the elderly Chassid himself appeared. Taking a hammer, he joined the effort by knocking nails into the walls. "Rebbe," the men pleaded with him, "we do not need your help. You can be sure that we will build for you a kosher Sukkah." Reb Hillel responded, "You should know that the four walls of the Sukkah correspond to the four letters of Hashem's holy name. I too want to have a share in this." It is the minhag to begin preparations for the Sukkah on Motzei Yom Kippur, at least in conversation. The Rebbe explains that since this is the time when klipas are being returned to power, one protects himself by engaging in matters of the Sukkah which are a protection like the Anonei HaKavod. The Torah commands us to set the Sukkah as our home on Sukkos. Therefore, throughout Sukkos, one should perform all respectable activities in the Sukkah, such as learning, conversing, and relaxing. The mitzvah of Sukkah is unique in that one performs the mitzvah when doing ordinary activities inside it. However, one must be careful not to act inappropriately in a Sukkah, which can chas v'shalom chase away the Shechina. Conversely, through learning Torah in the Sukkah, one reveals the Kedusha even more. As a young child at his father's farbrengens, the Friedeker Rebbe heard the following sayings. The Baal Shem Tov said that a Sukkah and a mikveh have a correlation, whereas they both refine the person and draw down new light. The Maggid said that while a mikveh purifies the person, the Sukkah elevates him. In Lubavitch, they would not hang noy sukkah decorations on the schach or the walls.
The reason for this, by the Rebbe Rashab, the noy sukkah was the one sitting in the sukkah, since the fear of accepting the heavenly yoke on Rosh Hashanah, the avoda of Erev Yom Kippur, and the joy of Sukkos were for the Rebbe Rashab experiences of the innermost soul. The sukkah is a mitzvah article and must therefore be treated with reverence by keeping it clean and respectable. The Meshoras of the Rebbe Maharash, Rabbi Yosef Mordechai, once entered the sukkah in anger. The Rebbe said to him, "One must have the acheretz of the schach. Schach does not like anger." The Zohar teaches that throughout Sukkos, our sukkahs are honored with the ruchniyistika presence of the Ushpizin, the seven shepherds of Klal Yisrael. On each day, one of the tzaddikim heads the visit, and his kedusha dominates that day. The Rebbe explains that these visits instill in us kedusha to overcome the long winter months. There are two versions concerning the order of the Ushpizin, whether Moshe precedes Yosef or follows him. After many years of following one order, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac of Komarna considered changing to the other order and sent his son Rabbi Eliezer to consult with Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac of Zidachov. The Zidachov Rebbe replied, "I am surprised that your father suggests this change, for didn't we see last year how Moshe Rabbeinu entered our sukkah before Yosef HaTzadik?" Rabbi Avraham Mordechai of Ger once arrived late at the sukkah of his father, the Chidushi Harim. When questioned about his delay, he replied that his young son, later to become the Sfas Emes, had cried, insisting that he be shown the Ushpizin in the sukkah. Nu, responded the grandfather, "why didn't you oblige?" The Rebbeim added that throughout Sukkos we are also visited by the seven Rebbeim from the Baal Shem Tov through the Rebbe Rashab. They accompany us in our avodah of refining the world during the time of Golos. The Rebbe added further that on Shmini Atzeres we are visited by Shlomo HaMelech and the Friedeker Rebbe.